Last couple of days we've been talking about the Tosfos of Avoh, which discusses whether Mechila needs a Kinyan or not. That means if a person wants to be Mochel Eschus that someone else has against him, does he need a Kinyan to strengthen that Mechila, to make it work? Let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon, and then he's going to be Mochel Shimon, that Shimon shouldn't have to pay him. So is it necessary to have a Kinyan in order to make that Mechila valid? Let's say he does the Mechila, he expresses the Mechila, but he doesn't do a Kinyan. So if you say the Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, then the Mechila wasn't Chal. And if he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind, because the whole thing wasn't Chal to begin with. So that's a Shaila that Tosfos raises in the context of Pshara. Gemara says that Mehilchas of Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. So the question is there any relationship between the two? Should we say that because Pshara Tzricha Kinyan, so to Mechila in general Tzricha Kinyan, or not? So we started to explain that this Shaila as to whether Mechila Tzricha Kinyan or not might relate to the very nature of Mechila. This is how the Stipler in Siman Hey explains that one can raise a question about Mechila. How does Mechila work? Maybe Mechila is just a glorified type of Siluk, that a person is giving up his right to something. Normally, the Gemara in Ksubos on Daf Pei Gimel says that Siluk doesn't work if a person has already been Zocha something. One is married to a woman and then he says, Dinu Dvar mainly. It doesn't work. He can't give up his chus in the Paris of the Nifse Muluk once he's married to the woman. If Kosev Lava Oda Arusa, if there was Erisin, he has a connection to the Paris, but he doesn't have a full chus, so then he can relinquish and give up his life to that chus. So the Gemara Ksuba says that Siluk normally doesn't work on a chus that I own. But maybe that's only because the Lashon of Dinu Dvar means that I don't want to have a schus. If you have a schus, you can't speak against the facts. Facts on the ground are that you have the schus, so you can't say, I don't want that schus. But maybe Mechila is a different mechanism, or I should say the Lashon is a different Lashon. So even if the mechanism is one of Sila, but because the Lashon is a different Lashon, it doesn't mean I don't want the schus, but rather I give up my zuchus. So maybe Mechila can work in the form of Siluk. This type of sila can work because the lashon is not a dinu dvarim lashon that I don't want the zchus, but rather that I'm giving up on the zchus. That's one way to look at mechila. The other way to look at mechila is that it's a matana. It's not a sila that I'm giving up. I'm giving up on my zchus, but rather I'm giving over my zchus. I'm transferring my zchus to someone else. It's like a matana. These are the two ways to look at mechila. And we pointed out that the Acharonim suggest that there are many nafkemina, several nafkemina between these approaches. Machne Ephraim offers two different nafkemina. He says, first of all, balkarcha of the lover. Can you be mochel balkarcha of the individual who's going to be zocha in that right or privilege? If you say mechila is like matana, hakna, so then it can't be balkarcha of the lover. You can't give something to someone else against their will. If you say it's a siluk, so then it doesn't directly relate to the makabel. I'm a stalek, I give up my right. Memela, the other person is going to get it. If you hold that it's just a siluk, then perhaps even balkarcha of the makabel you can do it. And then the Machne Ephraim says another nafkamina might be ktana, meaning can you be mochel tua ktana, mochel tua kata. Min haTorah, the kata of the ktana doesn't have any zechiya, unless it's das acheres makna or so. So the question is there, would you assume that, let's say according to those opinions that das acheres makna so doesn't work for a kata or a ktana, to make it daraisa, could you be mochel to the kata or to the ktana? So Nochamol, if you assume that Mechila is a hakna, it's like a matana, so then if min haTorah you can't be makna, you can't give a matana to the katan or the ktana, you can't be mochel to them either. But if it's only a siluk, so maybe min haTorah can work to a katan or the ktana. Then the final nafkamina that we presented is whether Mechila can work on a davar be'en. Let's say a person has a pikadon, right? He gave a pikadon to the shomer to watch, and then he decides after a while that he wants the shomer to keep it. So he's mochel the pikadon to the shomer. Does that work? Does that make any sense to be mochel epikadon, or should we say no? So lechora, that issue should depend on this question as well. Machne Ephraim doesn't talk about this issue, but lechora, that issue should depend on this question as well. And if you assume mechila is a siluk, you're giving up your rights to something, so maybe that can't apply to a davar be'en, something substantive. If it's not abstract, if it's not just a zchus, you can't be mochel that. You got to be makne it to someone. So if mechila is only a siluk, so then maybe mechila on a davar be'en is not going to work. But if Mechila is like a matana, so then just like you could give a matana on a davar be'en, you can be mochel the davar be'en. It's like a matana, basically. It's like a matana. Some of the Achronim want to suggest that maybe the Rambam takes a stand on that issue, whether Mechila works on a Dover Be'en. I don't think we mentioned this last time. The Rambam talks about Mechila in the context of Pikadon. In one place he mentions it, in another place he seems to assume that Mechila doesn't work in the context of Pikadon. The Rambam in Hilchas Zechiya Matana in Paragimel Halacha Beis writes, Mochel Achaver Rechov Sheyesh Lo'olav O Nosan Lo HaPikadon Shoyim Mufkad Etzla. Let's say a person is mochel achov, or he gives the pikadon to the shomer. Says the Rambam, "Harizu matana haniknes bidvarim bilvad." Even though the Rambam says a mekachinu nikne bidvarim, this is an exception to the rule. As the Rambam, someone is mochel achov, or he's nosing a pikadon to the one who it's mufkar etzlo, to the shomer, then that works. That's the matana. That's niknes even bidvarim. So the Mishle Melech there quotes from the Marik, who's medayik from the Rambam, that what do you see? Does Mechila work on Pikadon or does it not work on Pikadon? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't use the Lashon of Mechila by Pikadon. He says, Nosan lo Pikadon, Shoyim Mufkar Etzlo. Dr. Marik, you see from that the Rambam holds Mechila doesn't work on Pikadon. But the Mishnah Melech himself is not so sure. He quotes from other Makoros in the Rambam. He quotes from the Rambam, Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, and the Rambam, Hilchas Mechira. In Uchas Mechira Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hamochel Lachaver Achov O Pikadon Sheyesh Lo. He uses a lashon of Mechira, of Mechila, even in the context of Pikadon. Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Perek Hei Halacha Aleph Mechira. Right here. I'm not sure what the Mechira is. You gotta look it up in the Frankel Rambam, see what the Mechira in the Rambam is. Zechiyah Matana Perek. I'll be able to see what you're reading. Zechiyah Matana Perek Gimel Halacha Nes. Perek Hei of Hilchos Mechira Halacha Aleph. I don't know what he's referring to. Just one second. Halacha Yud Aleph. The misprint in the Mishnah. There is the Rambam. Yesh dvarim harbe she'enon tzvichen kinyin ve'en le'kinyin behem tam. Oh, this is the Rambam that we quoted before, right? That sometimes a kinyin can be mechazek even though there really is no reason for it. One of the examples the Rambam gives is O hamochel lachaver achov o pikad she'esh lo biyad mechila on a pikadam. Zok the Mishnah Lema, don't you see from the Rambam that mechila can work on a pikadam? So what's the issue here? Rabbi Shechter wanted to say that the issue is whether the Rambam holds that mechila can work on a dove be'en or not. Right? In one place he uses the lashon of mechila in the context of pikadon, in the other place he doesn't. So that's the suffix that we have over here. It's hard to be medayik from the Rambam because it seems to be a steer. I would say that if the Rambam uses the lashon of mechila in the context of pikadon, even if he doesn't use it in every place, but it sounds like mechila can work in the context of pikadon. So that shaila could be whether mechila is a siluk or it's like a matona. If it's a matona, then maybe it can work it even on a davar ben. But if not, then it won't work on a davar ben. So we pointed out that this shaila, whether mechila works on a davar ben or not, might be machlokas rishonim in kedushin on daf tazayin, how to understand the gemara. The Riya Zokein understood that eved ivri gufo koni means that the eved ivri, that the adon has a kinyan aguf in the eved. Right? The gemara says that mechila doesn't work on an eved ivri to free the eved ivri because eved ivri gufo koni. So the Riya Zokein explained that the pshat is that the adon has a zchus in the gufo eved le'inya malacha, and that's why the mechila is not going to work. But the Ritva explained differently, that Eved Ivri Guf HaKoneh doesn't mean that Mechila is not going to work on the Eved because the other has a Kinyan Guf in the Eved, but rather that there are Tzvei Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Mammon in the Eved, there's a Kinyan Isser in the Eved. That the Kinyan of the Adon in his Eved relates to the Isser as well, and now he's Mutter in a Shifcha Kinyanis. And if the Adon were to be Meshachar the Eved, then he's not going to be Mutter in the Shifcha Kinyanis anymore. So that Kinyan Isser can't be severed by Mechila Ba'alma. Mechila relates to Mammon, it doesn't relate to Isser. So the Ritva says that Eved Ivri Guf HaKoneh means that this Kinyan Isser prevents the Eved from going free with only Mechila, with just an Amira of Zil. You need the Shtar Shechor in order to sever the Kinyan Isser. So why does the Ritva give such a complicated pshat? The phrase that Eved Ivri Guf HaKoneh doesn't sound like Kinyan Isser. Sounds like Guf HaKoneh. It sounds like the Adam Mamish has a Kinyan Aguf in the Eved, even vis-a-vis Malacha. Why does he give such a strange pshat? So it could be that the Ritva holds that maybe mechila can work on a davar be'en. So that's not what gufo kani means. He has to reinterpret the concept of gufo kani in order to fit in with his logic. That the Ritva assumes that gufo, that mechila can work on a davar be'en. So what does gufo kani mean? It must be that even if mechila could work on the davar be'en, it's not going to help for the kinyan iser. It's not going to help for every aspect of the kinyan. So that's why the evidivi can only go free with the shtar shech. So this is not only implied by the Ritva. The fact is that the Ritva actually says it beferish. He writes beferish that mechila is dino kematana. Where does the Ritva say that? It's in the hemshech, in the second paragraph of the Ritva that I gave you to see. The Ritva says, okay, so the maskana is that evid gufo kani, and that's why mechila is not going to work to free the evid completely. So the question is, does it work at least a little bit? There are two parts to the kinyan that the other has in his evid. Kinyan mamon and kinyan issa. Would you say that mechila works to sever the kinyan mamon? Does the evid have to work for the adon once he said the apetre zil? Or do we say, no, it's the whole thing didn't work bichla. Mechila is nothing in the context of an evid. And it's not going to be mafkir the kinyan issa, it's not going to be mafkir the kinyan mamon either. So Zabdi Ritva, he doesn't think that it doesn't work at all. It works vis-a-vis the mamon. It doesn't work for the issa, but it does work for the mamon. Why not? It should be able to be mafkir the kinyan mamon. How does it do that? So the Ritva says like this, V'hashta dasin alahachi, ki aminu d'lo nafik b'dvarim, haynu lafkiya kinyin issa zeh la'osu b'shivcha. When we say that evid ibi guho kani, when we say that a mechila doesn't work to be meshachar the evid, that just means that it's not mafkiya the kinyin issa, to asa the evid ibi b'shivcha. As long as he's an evid ibi, he's mutu neshuva k'nainis, and then when you free him, then he's asa. That's what guho kani means, that the mechila is not going to sever the kinyin issa. It's up to Ritva, but Kenyan, Maisi Yadav, Paka Bidvarim. But the Kenyan, Aguf, Le'inyan, the Maisi Yadav, Le'inyan, Melocha, that is going to be severed by Mechila. Mechila can be Mafkia, the Kenyan Maman. Vahavleidumi, the Mafkir Avdo, Shiyatsu Lecheres, Vitzorach Get Shechres. Similar to Mafkir Avdo, what's he talking about? Mafkir Avdo Haknaini. A Mafkir, an Eve Knaini, he's Yatsu Lecheres. What does that mean, he's Yatsu Lecheres? Yatsu Lecheres, he doesn't have to work anymore. But Tzarech get shichur to be matter him in all the yisurim that apply to him, to change his status vis-a-vis yisur. He's yotzei lecheres le'inyan zed, that he doesn't have to work anymore. The kinyan mamon is severed, but the kinyan issa is not severed. Dr. Ritva, the same thing over here. The Eved Ivri is gufo kanoi. Mechila will work to sever the kinyan mamon, but not the kinyan issa. But the Ritva says, but there's a distinction between an Eved Knani and an Eved Ivri. Miu hasam be'Eved Knani hefker hudamahani lei. Hefker can work to be motzi the Eved Knaini from the Kinyan Mamon. That doesn't have to work. Mishum Mekeven, the Afker, I see like Yado or Rishus of Yemenu. The Yesh Lo Yad, Lizkos Ba'atzma, B'maisi Yadov. Aval Mechila Lo Mahanya Lay Afilu Lahotzi Lecheris. Mechila doesn't work by an Eved Knaini to be motzi Lecheris, meaning to be Mafkia the Kinyan Mamon. Lahotzi Lecheris always means to be Mafkia the Kinyan Mamon in this context of the Ritva. So the Ritva distinguishes regarding Eved Knaini between Hefker as opposed to Mechila. Hefker knocks off the Kinyan Mamon, even by an Eved Knaini. Mechila is not going to do that, he says. Mechila accomplishes nothing by an Eved Knaini. Why not? What's the difference? Dr. Ritva, the Mechila Kematonahi. Underline those three words. The Mechila Kematonahi. That's what the Ritva holds. Mechila is like a Matana. Hukshem she'en lo yad liskos v'matona miyad rabo. Just like an Eved Knaini can't be zoche in a matona. Yad Eved ki yad rabo dami. He doesn't have a yad to be zoche in a matona. Kach ein lo yad liskos v'machilasu v'maisei yodav. So too he can't be zoche from his odom. In the maisei yodav, in his work, in his malacha, if the odom gives him this matona. Mechilas ke matona dami. The Eved Knaini can't be zoche in any matona. Not from his odom, not from anyone else. Aval Eved Ivri Shemakava Matana Miyad Rabo. And Eved Ivri can accept a Matana from his Odon, and he can accept a Matana from someone else. V'yesh lo Yad Zoche B'Maisi Yodav Al Yidei Mechila. The Eved Ivri can be Zoche through the Mechila in the Maisi Yodav. The Kinyan Mamon is going to be Poka. What's the difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini vis-a-vis Mechila? It's because the Eved Knaini doesn't have a Yad to be Zoche in a Matana. Mechila ke Matana. Hefker is not Kamatana. Hefker is a different bird. The Eved Knaini can somehow get the Kinyan Mamon, or the Kinyan Mamon of the Odon is going to be Nifka through Hefker, because Hefker is Mafkir, the Kinyan Mamon of the Odon, even without the Eved Kanani being zocha in something. The Hefka simply is mafkia the mammon of the Adam, and then Memela, the Eved Kanani gets that that kinyan mammon. He doesn't have to work for the Adam. Mechila is somehow different. Mechila kematana, the Eved, both the Eved Kanani and the Eved Ivri has to be zocha in the matana. You have to be zocha in something from the Adam for the Mechila to work. The Eved Ivri can be zocha in a matana. The Eved Kanani can't. Because in Eved Kanani you can't be zocheh in a matana from his adon, that's why mechila is not going to work, even to be mafkia the kinyan moment of the Eved Kanani. But says the Ritva, the Eved Ivri does have a yad to be zocheh. He can be zocheh in a metziah, he can be zocheh from someone else, he can be zocheh in a matana from his adon. So if the adon is mochel, the schus and the maisei yadav of the Eved Ivri, then he's zocheh in that matana. And that's why at least the Kenyan Mammon is Parka, and the Eved Ivri is not going to have to work for his Adon anymore. The Kenyan Isser is not Parka. He's not a Ben Chorin and Gansin. His Kenyan Isser hasn't changed. But he doesn't have to work anymore because the Mechila can be Mafkir the Kenyan Mammon. The Eved Ivri can be Zochin the Matana from his Adon. Okay, that's the Yisod of the Ritva. So to explain, Nochamo, the Ritva invokes this idea. Machne Ephraim quotes from the Ritva. He says it's Mashra from the Ritva. It's not it's Mefurish in the Ritva. But the Ritva holds Mechila is Taka Kematana. What's the context that the Ritva says it? To distinguish between an Eved Kanani and an Eved Ivri vis-a-vis whether Mechila is going to work to be Mafkia the Kenyan Mammon. The Kenyan Isser Vada is not going to be Mafkia. But there's a work to be Mafkia the Kenyan Mammon that they don't have to work anymore. So if the Ritva, by an Eved Kanani, it's not going to work because he doesn't have a Yad and Mechila Kematana. By an Eved Ivri, since he does have a Yad, Mechila Kematana will work, was Bizochir the Matana from his Adon, and now he doesn't have to work for the Adon anymore. Okay, that's the context of the Ritva. Okay. So we pointed out that the Stipler suggested that maybe the Shaila, whether Mechila Tzvicha Kini, Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kini, relates to this question as well. A fourth Nafkamina. Fourth Nafkamina. Right? Balkarcha Velova. What else? Karcha v'lova katan and ketana mechila nadav be'en mechila tzvicha kinyan. Four, right? The fourth nafkamina this type wanted to suggest. How does this relate? Well, if mechila is only a siluk, so maybe it doesn't need a kinyan. Siluk doesn't need a kinyan. It's just an amira ba'alma. Right? Just an amira ba'alma should work as long as the person is mochel. That should be enough. He gives up the zchus, so that should work even without a kinyan. But if mechila kematana, if mechila is like being makna something to someone else, it's not just the siluk. So just like every other hakna needs a kinyan, hagvah, meshicha, whatever, right? If you want to be makna to someone else, you need some kind of a kinyan. So presumably mechila should need a kinyan too. But where's the kinyan? He's mochel b'fek. Where's the kinyan? So maybe mechila tzricha kinyan, you need an extra kinyan, a kinyan sudr, a kinyan chalipin, to make the mechila work. Right, the kinyan sudr is going to make the mechila work because you need some kind of a kinyan to make the matana. If it's just a siluk, I don't need an extra kinyan. Siluk can work ba'amira ba'alma, but if mechila is like a matana, so then maybe you need the extra kinyan. Not that mechila is like a kinyan. Mechila tzricha kinyan. You need an extra kinyan to make the mechila work because we never found a matana. We never found any haknoah that can work without a kinyan. So that's the purpose of having the extra kinyan chalipa. And that's what the stipler wanted to suggest as a first pshat. But there's a problem with this pshat. As some of you pointed out and say, what's the problem with the pshat? The Ritva. The Ritva himself is the problem. The Ritva is the Mara Dishmaitza. He's the one who says Mechila Kematana. And yet the Ritva himself, at the end of that paragraph, he points out that from the Gemara Kedushin it's Mashma that Mechila Eina Tzricha Kinyan. Like the Rai of Tosfos. Like the second Rai of Tosfos. Tosfos proves from the Gemara Kedushin that Mechila Eina Tzricha Kinyan. The maskana of the Gemara is that since we say that Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi, so then Mechila is not going to work. But it's mashma that if Eved Ivri wouldn't be Gufo Kanoi, Mechila Taka would work. And the mashmos of the Gemara doesn't sound like you're doing an extra kinyan there. Lemele bapitre zil. Just say zil. No extra kinyan. The kash of the Gemara, as Tosis explained, is that the lashon of the shtar, the whole lashon of the shtar, that you can go free, just say that bapad. Just say zil. Go free. It doesn't sound like you're doing an extra kinyan over there. The mashmos of the Gemara Kedush is that Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. That's what the Ritva writes, Beferish. Ve'agav urchin, he says, Shamin and Mehacha, the Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. He says on one line, Mechila kematanahi, and just 10 lines later, he says, and just agav urcha, parenthetically, you should know. You know, it's not so important, but you should know. That's very important. He says, parenthetically, you should know from Asugin, Kedushin, it's Mashra that Mechila ain't a Tzricha Kenyan. The problem is, according to the Stipler, those two statements can't sit together, and yet they're in the same paragraph. And how can those two statements sit together? If you hold Mechila kematana, we just said that that would imply that you need an extra kinyan. What kind of a matana have we ever had that doesn't need a kinyan? And yet the Ritva says, Agaburchi, you should know that Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. That's the mashmos of the Gemara Kedushin. Pilei plaim. Chora, what the Ritva is implying is that there must be another way to understand the Mechila Tzricha Kenyan. It can't be Mechila Kematana. Because even if you hold Mechila Kematana, you still can say Mechila and Tzricha Kenyan. That's what the Ritva says! So, obviously the Svara behind the Shita, the Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, or the possibility, we haven't found the Shita per se, but the possibility that Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, it's not that Mechila Kematana. If you hold Mechila is a siluk, so then I'll submit. If you hold Mechila is a siluk, it's mistaber that Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. That direction we can say that that is logical, right? If Mechila equals siluk, then that implies that Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. Yes. But the converse is not necessarily true, right? The converse, right? Just because A implies B doesn't mean that B implies A. Right? We know basic logic. Right? If A implies B, so then negative B implies A, right? The contrapositive? The contrapositive of the statement is implied by the statement, but the converse of this is high school geometry. High school logic. The converse is not implied by the statement. It's not always true. The contrapositive. Negative B implies A, right? If Mechila equals Siluk, if Mechila being a Siluk implies that Mechila ain't a Tzricha Kenyan, so if Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, that means that you can't say Mechila is a Siluk. That's true. But just because Mechila, if we assume Mechila is a siluk, that implies that Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. That doesn't mean that if Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, you have to say Mechila is a siluk. Mechila could be matana, and we can still say Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. Val, you hear what I'm trying to bring in? Right? If Mechila is a siluk, so then it's ain't a tzricha kinyan. Okay, fine. So that doesn't imply that if Mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, you have to say Mechila is a siluk. No, you can go either way. You could say that if Mechila is a siluk, it's ain't a tzricha kinyan, but maybe even if Mechila is a matana, it's also ain't a tzricha kinyan. That's what the Ritva says. Right? He says Mechila is a matana, nevertheless, it doesn't need a kinyan. Why not? Have we ever found a matana that doesn't need a kinyan? So there's a comment that the Mordechai has on our sugya that can open our eyes about the concept of Mechila Tzricha Kinyan. Let's all turn to the Mordechai. The Stipler quotes the Mordechai. Mordechai says, it's in a tough resh pay. He's talking about different times that you'll need Kinyan and not need Kinyan. That's just the beginning of the Mordechai. If machal chog lachavera sheyesh lo olav hein b'shtar hein b'al pemi daitam below pashronim, no pshar, talking mechil in general. If machal chog to his chaver hein b'shtar hein b'al pem, kana zok the Mordechai. Hoel ve'achov b'yad halove zocha b'mashe b'yadam. Since the chov is b'yad halove, it doesn't mean the money is b'yad halove. He may have spent the money, but the chov, the need to pay. The schus is by the malve, but the chov, the obligation to pay, is by the love. So since the obligation is by the love, zocha b'mashe b'yadam, he zocha b'mashe b'yadam. Ka'osu sheshanino, like we say, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, b'shus ha-lokeach, kevan shekibel alav mocher, kona lokeach. And talking about mekachumemker, lokeach always has to do a kinyan, he has to acquire something. So the Gemara has a comment that if the object that the mocher is selling to the lokeach is b'shus lokeach, so then once the mocher agrees to sell it, lokeach is kona immediately. With what kinyan? What's a kinyan? Chotzer. Right? If it's b'shuso, so he's kodesh without doing an extra kinyan. If it's in his chatzah, then he can be kodesh. Dr. Mordechai, it's the same thing over here. The chov is b'shus talova, meaning the obligation to pay is b'shus talova. So if the malveh relinquishes his chus to collect, then the lova is zocheh b'mashat hachas yadah. It's like a kinyan chatzah. It's like a kinyan yad. He doesn't need an extra kinyan. Mechila tzricha kinyan. Mechila tzricha kinyan sounds like you need an extra kinyan. Maybe one could say mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, not because you don't need a kinyan, but because there's always a built-in kinyan by mechila, because the person has the obligation by him. So if the one who has the schus to collect is mochel, the love is zochet b'mashat tachas yado. It's like a kinyan yad or a kinyan chatzah. It's not that mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, it's that there's always a kinyan built into the situation. That could be what mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan means. If your whole mechila is like a siluk, so then great, it doesn't need a kinyan because a siluk never requires a kinyan. But even if your whole mechila kematana, there could still be a reason why mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, and that's because there's always a built-in kinyan. The kinyan yada, the kinyan chatzah, the lova is zocha b'mashat tachas yada, what he already owns. He doesn't need an extra kinyan to be zocha. It's there, the money is there. He would have had an obligation to pay some money to the malveh, so now he can keep his money. He's zocha in the chov. Just like the malveh had his chus to collect, the lova had a chiyuv to give, so he's zocha in that chiyuv. The chus and the chiyuv are connected. So if the malveh gives up his chus, then the lova is zocha in the chiyuv because it's there already. He doesn't need an extra kinyan. It's tachas yod, it's bechatzera, it's b'shuso. So he's zoche without any extra kinyan because there's always a built-in kinyan that the lover has. Maybe that's taka the pshat. Okay? So that could explain mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, even according to the Rifa. Even if you say mechila is kematana, there's another way to look at it. Right? Nochamo. One way to look at the shiloh with the mechila tzricha kinyan, mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, is that it's a function of what mechila is. If mechila is a siluk, so that he shouldn't need a kinyan. If mechila kematana, then there might be a reason to need a kinyan. But the other way to look at it is no. Even if both tzadim, even if you say that mechila is kematana, there's still a two ways to look at the shaila. One way is to say that mechila tzricha kinyan, if it's a matana, you need the kinyan. Without the kinyan, it's not going to work. We never found a matana that doesn't need a kinyan. But the other way to look at it is, no, mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan, not because of sila, but even if it's kematana, you don't need an extra kinyan chalipin because the kinyan is built in, the kinyan yad, kinyan chotzer of the lova, that's enough for the lova to be zocha in the chov. Because he has it, it's etzlo, it's tachas yado, it's bershuso, so that's enough for him to be kona. It's not that you don't need a kinyan, it's that the kinyan's always built in, so that's why it's not necessary to introduce an extra kinyan. Okay, that's how the Stipler suggests in his second pshat. Okay. Questions, anyone? Questions? Okay. One of the rayas that Tosis brought, that Mechila Eina Tzricha Kinyan, is from the Gemara Ksuba Seba Ksuba. Gemara Ksuba says that Imshoas Chofei Shonim Votova Ksuba Asim Estoma Mochla. A woman is not toveya her ksuba for 25 years. Stama she's mochel. Well, below kinyan, Iri says Tosfos. It sounds like it's talking without a kinyan. The Gemara in Ksubas doesn't sound like you need a kinyan for that. As long as the woman is not toveya the ksuba for 25 years, then the assumption is that she's mochel in the ksuba, and then the yarshim don't have to pay the ksuba. So comes the ksos, and Siman Yud Beis of Katan Aleph, and quotes from the Marshal, Misgeres HaShulchan quotes from the Marshal, that you see, no, he just quotes a shita. The Marshal holds that if someone is mochel belev, he can't back out. Let's say a person is mochel, Reuven lent money to Shimon, then he's mochel Shimon. He's happy with Shimon, he's a friend of Shimon, so he decides he wants to be mochel Shimon, and then he has a fight with Shimon. And he changes his mind. He wants to back out from that mechila. He says, I'm no longer mochel. But he wasn't mochel Shimon Befei. He was mochel Belev. He said, you know, I feel bad for Shimon. He owes a lot of people money. I'm just going to be mochel. It was Belev Sholem. He really thought it in his heart. But But Reuven, you know, he's a Ben Torah, he's going to do the right thing, so he wants to change his mind. He comes to Bezin and says, so what's the din? You know, I will admit I was mocha belev, but he was only belev. So was it valid? Is that a mechila? And now Shimon doesn't owe me anything. Or should we say that the mechila wasn't really valid? Now I can back out and say, I don't want to be mochalim. I want to collect the money. So the Marshal says that mechila belev, havi mechila, even if he has a shtar, big chiddush, even if he has a shtar, mechila belev cancels the shtar and it cancels the chov, and then he can't collect from Shimon anymore. Even if he changes his money, he can't go back, he can't be chosen because the mechila belev is chav. That's what the Marshal holds. And that's what the Smag, and the Smag is medayik from the Gemara Ksuvos. Smag says yes. The Smag came before the Marshal. The Marshal is an Achron. The Smag was a Rishon, the Sefer Mitzvahs Godol. He was a Rishon. He says the same thing. He's medayik from this Gemara Ksuvos, that the woman wasn't Tover the Ksuvah for 25 years, and we assume that that's a Mechil, and she doesn't, and the husband doesn't have to pay. The Yorshim don't have to pay. Why not? Did she say anything? She didn't say anything. It's all Belev. It's because she hasn't done anything. She hasn't demanded the ksuva for 25 years. And that's why we say that that's it. She's mocha. But that's only mechila belev. Mechila belev. How can that work? Ela yasi. Mechila belev works. It is a good mechila. If it's a good mechila by ksuvas, it should be a good mechila in general by balchov also. That's the smag's raya from our Tosfos. The ktsos be'ena yipolei adova. Pilei ployim, says the ktsos. He doesn't say pilei ploy, but says the same thing, right? It's like, it's a pella atzum. A pella atzum. What's the smag saying? Fractured souls, we never found that machshava can work. How does machshava work to create a chalos? Hefker, hegdish, neder. You always need a bitus vasayim. You got to express it with your lips. One exception, he says, the Gemara in Shmuel says, by kochim mizbeach, you want to be makriv a korban. A carbon to bring a carbon is a special pasuk to say that it can work even belev. But that's the exception to the rule. In all cases, you can't create a chalos belibo. You have to be motzi bisvasav. You have to speak. Not by hefker, not by hegdish, not by neder, nothing. So, mechila is going to work belev. How can that be? How can that be? Frank the Ktos. What does the Ktos say? Now the Ktos gets lumpish. Evsha says the Ktos, midin siluk nogube. Maybe mechila is midin siluk. What is he saying? If mechila is midin siluk, maybe it breaks the rules. Maybe the only time that you can't do something belev, that's like a matana, a chalos. Right? But siluk is not working in the normal way of a chalos. It's not like hefka, it's not like hegdish, it's not like matana, it's not like neder. Maybe siluk is different. Siluk, I'm just relinquishing my right on a zchus. So maybe belev, I can do that. I mean, what am I doing after all? I'm just taking away my zchus. So why can't I do a belev? I need to do that bedibur. Why? If I'm giving some, I'm transferring bailus. So maybe then I need dibur. Hektish, right? I'm being makdish. I'm taking something out of my rishus and giving it to hektish. Hefka, yeah, we got to work on hefka. I don't know if now's the time, but there's what to talk about in terms of hefka. Hefka is just giving up a right. It's apparently more. It's doing something more. There are sugyas that seem to imply that, but not for now. But hektish, mechira, matana, avada, you're transferring bailus. If you're transferring bailus, that needs a dibur. It needs a kinyan sometimes, but certainly at least a dibur. Maybe mechira is just a siluk, says the ktsos. It's just a siluk, so maybe it can work, even belev. No?
Didn't we see in the source for siluk, in the Gemara Ksuvos, and it was they did it with Kosev or the Omer, and that was a source.
Yes,
for
that doesn't mean that you have to be Kosev. Right? It doesn't mean you have to be Kosev. The Gemara itself says, the first line of the Gemara, I think, says that you don't have to be Kosev.
Yeah,
even if you say it befet,
you said
that's
it.
The part of the Gemara left out.
Right, but it was still the Omer. He still said it. You think it?
You're saying why did?
And that's the source for Sila.
No, but maybe I hear what you're saying. We're talking about a husband talking to a wife. Like, I mean, in most circumstances, if it's only belev, so no one's going to know what you're thinking. You know, if it could work belev, the Gemara should have said that. Should have said a bigger chiddush. It's a good kasha, no? It's like a good kasha. I don't know what the answer is. Good kasha. It should have said a bigger chiddush. Right. It's interesting because the Gemara itself realizes hakosev is already
right.
It's lav davka. It says lav davka kosev even ba'omar. You're saying It's not dafka amar. You should say even if it's belev, even if you think it.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. What does the Ketos say though? He says maybe it's midin sila. Can sila could taka work belev? So the Ketos is bothered not with your kasha Noah, but he says, but sila doesn't work if you own it. Sila only works before you own it completely. But if you own it completely, then sila no longer works. So we're back to square one. How can you be mochel if you own that schus? The malva has a schus to be tover from the lova. So how can he be mochel that belev? You can't say mechilas midin sid. The Ksos basically raises this possibility that mechilas midin siluk, and he rejects it because he says if it's midin siluk, then it can't work by chov because the malve already owns the zchus to be gover from the love. Right, the very kasha that we started with. So the Ksos is up a creek without a paddle. He doesn't know what to do. Taka kasha. Doesn't know. He can't answer the mechilas midin siluk, and that's why it works belev. So Noah asks, but that can't be, because if it can't be that siluk can work belev, because then the Gemara Ksuba should have said that. Good kasha. Good kasha. I don't know. Gotta think about that one. But the Ksos says, forget about that kasha. Or he doesn't address the kasha. He says it can't be siluk anyway. Right, the lav hachi, even without your kasha, can't be siluk because the malve owns the zchus to be gover from the love completely. So once he owns the zchus, how can siluk work? The Gemara in Ksuba says, whenever you own something completely, you can't do siluk anymore. So the Ketos quotes a marit that suggests that maybe the answer is the reason why this mechila works belev, because it's not just belev. It's not just belev the adam was being mocha. Maybe mechila can work belev because it's not dvarm shebelevo, but rather it's what we call dvarm shebelevo uvelev kol adam. If it's yodua la kol, if everyone knows what the person is thinking in their heart, so that's not called dvarm shebelev. If a person, let's say Reuven sells a property to Shimon. Reuven sells a property to Shimon. And then something comes up and Reuven claims, you know, I never would have sold it to you if I knew the following. Not that something comes up, but if he knew something, right? If he knew that his brother had bought the property next door, he never would have sold this property because he wanted to have two properties together. If he knew his wife had bought the property, if he knew that property was taka available to buy, he never would have sold his own property because he had been talking for days that he wanted to buy the property next door. Finally, it fell through, so he sold the property. So there, that's not Dvarm Shebelev. Right? If everyone knows that was on his mind, so then that's not Dvarm Shebelev. That's an Umdana Demucha that he never would have sold the property had he known. If there's no reason that he wouldn't have sold the property, he claims, you know, I only sold the property for this reason. And things changed. That's a Dvarm Shebelev. Einam Dvarim, you can't cancel a sale just based on Dvarm Shebelev. But if it's not just Dvarm Shebelev, if it's really Belev Ovelev Kaladim, if it's an Umdana Demucha that the guy never would have sold the field, if he knew some information at the time of the sale, so then the sale is bata. Because that's an umdana demucha, that's not dvarm shebelevo. It's understood. It's understood that he never would have sold the field. Marit brings a raya from the Gemara in Bava Basra. There's something called cheskas gimel shonim. Maybe you're familiar with this. If someone buys a property, so then he has to hold on to the shtar to prove that he's the owner of the property. If he loses the shtar, and the Marakama, the original owner, comes to Bezin and says, this was my... Everyone knows he was the owner at one point in time. And he comes to Bezin and says, I never owned this... I never sold this property. This guy is squatting on the land illegally. So Bezin will take the other individual out of the land. He'll tell him that he has to leave. Why? Because if he has no raya, then he can't lay claim to the land if the original owner says that he never sold it to him. But if the Gimel Shonim, then he doesn't have to have a shtar anymore. Because then there's a chazaka, people don't hold on to their shtaras for more than 3 years. So then the Marakama doesn't have a claim anymore. His whole claim is that he never sold the field. So this individual, the person who's on the field, will say, he did sell the field. Aye, but I don't have a raya. No, my raya was a shtar, and I got rid of the shtar. I wasn't so careful to keep the shtar. But how does that work? How does that work? That if the Gimel Shonim, the Marakama can no longer claim anything? Why should that be true? So the Lashon of the Ksos is that after Shalosh Shanim, Chazaka de Machil is one point in the Gemara where it says that there's a Mechila. Chazaka de Machil, that it's a Chazaka that the original owner is Mochel on the field. If he wasn't Ma'arer within 3 years, if he didn't complain within 3 years that the Machzik is sitting on the field, so then it's like he's Mochel to the Machzik. Like he's Mochel to the Machzik. Now, what does that mean? He was mochel befeh. He told him, "I'm mochel the field to you." No, he just didn't complain. The fact that he's not ma'ar, that means that he's mochel. Yes, because that's not just dvarim shebelivo. It's belivo v'lev kol adam. Everyone says it's yadua lakol that the person is squatting on the land, and the mar kam is not saying boo. So in such a case, it's not dvarim shebelev. That is a mechila, even though it's belev etaka does work. Zok de marit. That's true in every case of mechila. If it's a mechila belev, but it's not just in the lev of this individual, if everyone knows what's in his heart, then that mechila taka is going to work. And that's the case by ksuba. If the woman is shasa chafeshanim velo tava ksubasa, she wasn't tova her ksuba for 25 years, so she's mochla. So the smag word, a raya that mechila belev works, zok de marit, it's not a raya that mechila belev generally works. A regular case of mechila. Let's say the malva lends money. Right? And then he's mochel, the loven, belev. Does that work? No. There, mechila belev is not going to work. Tam shebelev einam dvarim. When does mechila work belev? That's if it's belivo ubelev koladam. If it's an umdana de mochel, that the person was mochel belev, so then that's going to work. That's not just belev. Even if he didn't express it, she didn't express it, that doesn't matter. It's as if it's expressed. If it's an umdana de mochel, that's belivam, so then it's as if it's expressed bediba. It's as if it's expressed befeh. So that's the distinction over here. Don't bring me a raya from Ksubas, he says. Ksubas is not a case of Mechila Belev. That's Mechila Belev Uvelev Kol Adam. That's an Umdana Demucha. There, Mechila Taka is going to work. Because it's not Mechila Belev. It's Tama Mechila Belev. If other people don't know what's in the lev of the individual, that's not going to work. Mechila Belev Stam is not going to work. Okay, that's how the Ktos concludes. So this is quite an interesting Marit. The Ktos likes the Marit. Shmuel Rozovsky points out in his Shiurim that there's a big assumption in this Marit, and it's not at all clear that it's really correct. Shmuel wants to say that at first glance, it's a big chiddush to say that because it's an umdana demucha that a person has something belibo, that should work to achieve a chalos. Right? Just because everyone knows about it, that's going to achieve a chalos. If you assume mechila kamatana, Mechila is creating a new chalos, a new transfer of bilus from one person to the other. So just because everyone knows that something is in the person's heart, how does an umdana demucha create a chalos? What, out of thin air we can create a chalos? Just because people want things, belibam, there's no magic with it. You need to do something in order to create the chalos. The Rambam says that in most circumstances you actually need a kinyan, but at least a dibur, Rabosai, at least a dibur to create a chalos, at least a dibur. It's a tremendous chiddush to say that you can create a chalos if it's known to everyone what you have in your life. Tremendous chiddush. That's what the Marit seems to be saying. If you assume mechila kematon, Zokhtub Shmuel Rozovsky, he thinks that the only way that you can explain that mechila is going to work belev, that's if you assume mechila is like a silik. You have to say mechila is a silik. It can't work if mechila is not a silik. If mechila kematana, that can't work belev. You can't create a chalos belev. There are some who might say that even bedibur you can't create a chalos, a transfer of bias. You can create a chalos, neder and hefker and hekdish. That's different. Those taka work bedibur. Haflo, right? Haflo, ishkiyafli. You can express, and that's enough to create that kind of chalos. But a transfer of bias? A transfer of bilus that's not hektish. Hektish works because it's a type of neder. So through the neder, now there's a transfer of bilus. But there's no neder element to it. It's just mechira, matana. That's going to work through machshava. It might not even work through a dibur. You might need a kinyan, but certainly machshava. So how can mechila work belev? It must be. Chora, mechila is just a siluk. Mechila is just a siluk. Just a second. Mechila is just a siluk. I the ktos is kasha. If mechila is just a siluk, so how can it work if the malva owns the schus completely? What's the answer to that kasha? We thought I gave the answer to that kasha, no?
You said you could also say that a siluk is when you have it and you say, like, I just don't want it.
There are two types of silik, right? It depends on the lashon. Again, clarifying.
The silik
of the Gemara and Ksubas is what?
Is when it hasn't come to you yet. You don't have this chos yet. And you say, I don't want this chos.
Dinu devar. Dinu devar means I don't want this zchus. Okay, so if you say I don't want it, so then if you don't have it yet, then you can say I don't want it. But if you have it already, you can't say I don't want it.
Right.
But
you can also say if you have it, I want to give it up.
I want to give it up. So if we understand that there are two ways of doing siluk, so maybe mechil is a siluk, but it's the second type of siluk. It's a siluk of giving up. It's not a siluk of saying I don't want that zchus. You can't talk against metzias. You can't talk against the facts, but you can give up that right. So maybe that's how mechila b'lev is going to work. It taka can work. We didn't see look. Can work. We didn't see look. If Shmuel wants to say that if it's not going to work, we didn't see look, it's a pella that it could work the chalav. I mean, how can it create a chalos, a transfer of bilus b'lev? Even if everyone knows, so it's like a diba, but it's still not a kinyan. How does that work? How can you create that kind of a chalos? It must be. It's not a chalos like a transfer of bilus. It's just a siluk. You're just giving up what you own, but you're not transferring bilus. That's not called a chalos. So if it's not called a chalos, then perhaps that can work, but as long as everyone knows. The Ktzos clearly was not assuming like that, because the Ktzos raises the possibility of siluk and he throws it out. He says, maybe Mechila works b'lev because it's a siluk. And he says, but that can't be, because siluk doesn't work if you own the schus completely. So clearly the Ktzos is not assuming like that. The Ktzos is assuming that the Marit holds that Mechila is taka kematana. It's not k'siluk. Nevertheless, if it's an umdana demucha, that the guy has it b'lev, it still is going to work. Marit is a tremendous chiddush, but that's the way the Ktzos is understanding him. Ian?
Maybe the Ktzos, his first option is saying that it's siluk. Like Silik Mamish, and then like he also learned the Marit.
It's a little difficult to say, because if that's the case, then that's what he should have said. Right. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubas as a reason why you can't say Mechila is Kesila. So just explain it through. You have to come out to a whole Lumdis, Umdra Demucha, Beliba of Lev Kaladam. What do you need that for? That's like a whole extra Lumdis. It's a monkey wrench that you don't need.
It's a different type of Silik. I mean, if it was Silik Mamish and it's Pasha, it's okay. But if you just say it looks like this one, then you still need that svara.
Why do you need that?
I don't know.
You see, I'm not sure you would have needed that. That's the whole point. You see, once you say that mechila is working within siluk, and it's the second type of siluk of sug beis, then you don't need the fancy marit. You could just say it's regular siluk. What do you need that it's an umdana demucha? Maybe even belev. As long as it's a siluk, it could work even belev. The Ksos himself was saying that if it's a siluk, it can work belev. You don't need this fancy thing that everyone knows what's in his heart. The Ktos clearly was not assuming like that, but it's really a chiddush. It's a big chiddush of itself. Yes.
We established like a different kind of siluk that would apply to a chov is owed to you, right? We said that just because the Gemara Ksuba says that you can't do siluk at something that you own, even if someone owes you money, potentially we've been saying that mechila could be working through some similar mechanism.
Because it's the second type of siluk that we were talking about.
Can we give a similar answer to Noah's question? I mean, it's a very sharp question that the Gemara Ksuba could have said, oh, even if it's Baruch Shabbalid, the guy can be mechila. No matter what we have to say, we have to look at Pei Gimel and say that's a paradigm of siluk. And in Echanami, there are other kinds of siluk. Maybe the Gemara could have said that the guy would have the Baruch Shabbalid, and it's a bigger chiddush, but the Gemara is just teaching us the paradigm.
You're saying within that paradigm, it's not going to work. Within that paradigm, it's not going to work.
Oh, that's even better. Within that paradigm, it wouldn't work.
I thought that's what you were saying. Within that paradigm, Belev would taka not work, you see. Maybe. I hear. It's an interesting answer to your question. Okay, good. We'll stop here. Let me add a brief thought from the question.